Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've always believed, going back to my rookie year, what Mike Shanahan told me, which is tough times don't last, tough people do. It's not just physically tough, you know, it's mentally tough, emotionally tough. You got to be resilient. Life's gonna have some curveballs, and you just have to keep moving. And I think the key is that you don't pout or stop. You just keep moving, keep working forward, and believe that if you do that, you know, good things will happen.
I heard that damn line in August of 1998.
Okay. Where were you? Georgia?
I was in Georgia, yeah. And I tore my ACL and everything, and I was down. And I remember one of my favorite people up there. I love me some Ron Corson, but Dylan was the assistant guy up there. And he came to me and saw me. I was on the table crying and everything. And he said that to me. He's like, you're going to be fine because you're a tough guy. And tough times don't last, tough people do. 1998. And it still rings the same way it just rang with, what the hell I got to do anything?
Yeah, no, Kirk.
It's already the same damn way when it rang when he just said it. What the hell I got to do anything? I'm over here laid up with a damn torn ACL.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the pep talk.
Yeah.
You got any, like, got any remedies to speed it up?
Can you give me my damn timeline?
Yeah, come on.
I don't need no crap. Tell me how long I'm going to be out.
Thanks for the fortune cookie wisdom.
I love Dylan. But I was like, yeah. What the hell?
Kirk Cousins showed up. Kirk Cousins spoke to the media, and he put on a world-class display of cliches. Like that one there, he said, obviously, the control of the controllables is one of the all-time faves. And every other thing that you could possibly hope to hear from a veteran NFL player who doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
One thing he did kind of say that was a little interesting was, like, dealing with injuries and wanting to play through them and all that kind of stuff. And he said, thought maybe he was at about 8 out of a 10 in terms of health to start the year last year, but he didn't know because he had never been hurt like that. Turns out it was probably more like a 3 or 4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's an 8 out of 10. It's like, well, how can we trust you? Last year you thought you were an 8 out of 10.
Once again,
he also said his shoulder, his elbow, and his ankle were sprained. It's like, oh, so all of them.
Oh, he said all that.
Okay. I don't know. He kind of.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He said those things, like, but I don't know if he was talking about how he was last year or if he was just listing injuries that he's had in the past. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm for one who didn't need to hear from him. You know,
I understand why they did.
Yeah.
I understand. Do it once and then you don't have to do it.
Yeah, but I don't give a damn about you because you should not. Let's pray that you have no factor into what goes on with this season.
Let's hope
yes.
that that's the last yes. time the media ever has to circle around Kirk Cousins and talk to
yes.
him. Yes. Because I understand why they did it yesterday.
Okay.
But you don't do that with backup quarterbacks.
No, you do not.
Backup quarterbacks don't talk to the media.
Nope. You know, when they talk, if they play good in the preseason.
And maybe that would happen.
And maybe that might happen.
Maybe if Kirk balls out in week 2 against the Chargers or whoever they play in the preseason, then maybe we can hear from him again. But yeah, I mean, you know, if everything goes the way that you hope that it does, then the backup quarterback, I don't recall hearing Penix do a lot of interviews last year until he became the starter.
Right.
I didn't hear from him. You hear from him?
No.
We didn't play any Penix audio until December.
Maybe something in camp, maybe? Maybe.
I wanted to talk to him in camp.
Like, maybe.
We didn't talk to him.
Yeah, maybe or something like that. But yeah.
I specifically remember hoping it would be cool if Michael Penix came by. And then he never did.
When did we interview him? We interviewed him after.
We interviewed him at the Children's Hospital.
That's what it was. Okay, okay.
Yep. Which was awesome.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's when we got him. But no, it's going to be, you know, this kid, this young man has a lot of moxie about him. And I'm talking about, Michael Penix. And, you know, this is his football team. These dudes believe wholeheartedly in this young man. He has a very, very good skill position group around him. Mm-hmm. He has a good enough offensive line. Now, you're worried about the right tackle, how long he's going to be out. Because it seems like he's a little injured right now. But overall, if he plays good, they should be fine. I really do believe that because of the players that they have around them, and they got one of the best and most versatile players in all of football that he can just give the ball to.
Yeah. Like, the number one reason that you want Penix to play good is because it means the team would be good with everything else that's around him. Way down on the list, but on the list is, I don't know what number it is, maybe it's like 38 on the list.
Yeah.
Because we never have to hear from Kirk Cousins again. Although we're going to hear from Kirk Cousins again in like an hour because there's like five clips.
Okay.
So we'll play just a couple of them. We'll just play a couple of them.
Just two.
In like an hour. In like two? We can do two?
Okay.
Okay, we'll do two more Kirk Cousins clips in an hour. And we'll talk about what happened yesterday at minicamp. Now we can talk about what happened yesterday in Milwaukee.
This is even worse.
It is. Yeah. It is worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I think he's kind of struggled command of his fastball till the what was it, the sixth inning when he came out. I mean, it was really good then, and you know, the biggest thing, we just couldn't get any offense going to make a difference.
That's his second straight least stellar start, but they didn't lose because of him.
No,
because they get hit.
Yeah, they scored one run.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the final score, Andy?
It was 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah.
How many time opportunities they had for people to chip into that?
Excuse me?
How many times they had folks up to, you know, because they had people on base.
Not a lot. They had four runners in scoring position.
That's more than enough.
Well, yeah.
That's more than enough.
It would be nice to have more than that, though.
Well,
especially when you're going against Quinn Priester.
Hey, I'd rather have less than that because they're the kings of 1 out of 10 with me in running.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they actually, you know, for their season average, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position yesterday. It was pretty good.
Damn.
It's actually pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean.
This is why yesterday there was no big reaction
exactly.
to winning 7-1. It was because this is more than just a one-win thing. Like, the offense is just not good. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to change. Doesn't seem like it's going to. And so that's that. I mean, they're terrible offensively.
Yeah. Ronald's good yesterday.
Yeah, Ronald's always good.
Yeah, Ronald's good yesterday. God, dog it. The catcher, or can you think?
Sean Murphy had a couple hits.
Sean Murphy was good yesterday.
Yeah, but then you go Riley, Olsen, Ozuna, Harris, Albies.
What happened?
So, by the way, that's 2, 3, 6.
What were they?
The heart of your lineup.
Oh, for what?
They were one. Matt Olsen got one.
Oh, okay.
They were one for all of their at-bats.
Okay.
Which was a lot of at-bats, including a couple of them in the ninth inning where, I don't know, I need to learn a new language so I can find a new way to say it because there's no English words that I haven't said about Michael Harris's at-bats.
They're awful.
Yeah.
They're awful. They're brutal.
They're tough, man.
They're just – it seems like – and we mentioned it either Monday or last week. They keep on getting him out with the same damn pitch.
Spike a breaking ball and Mike's going to swing at
it. Yep. He's going to swing.
At least he swung because then Ozzy came up
– and just let it go.
And watched six pitches go by. Three of them were strikes, and he was in a 3-1 middle, and he just sat there and watched it. Like, I don't know. I don't understand that either. I don't know. I guess if I have to pick between those two terrible at-bats, the aggressive approach is the one that I would prefer.
Just swing. But, at least swing.
Yeah, at least Harris is swinging.
Yeah, at least swing.
Ozzy's just up there hoping they walk him. So, yeah, they lose 4-1. They play today at 2:10 with a chance to still win the series. Yeah. Spencer Schwellenbach's on the mound. So, hopefully, they'll win the series. But until something drastically changes with the offense, we're going to keep having these same conversations
the
a lot of
it.
Times a week.
When you can win this series, and then you got Colorado coming in.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and that's
good.
One of those things you feel good about beating the hell out of a sorry-ass team. Now, now it is the Arcia Revenge Series. So, you know, he's coming in. You know, he's coming in highly motivated.
You know that guy is going to do something.
He's coming in highly motivated. You know he's going to hit a damn Grand Slam.
Who's going to have a better offensive series? Orlando Arcia or Nick Allen?
Nick Allen.
You think so?
I have to root for him.
I'm not saying who you're rooting for. You must have misheard what I asked.
You know what I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for Nacho. Because Nacho's, he's in Gwinnett.
Okay.
Making his way up, Andy.
If he does well enough in Gwinnett, are they going to count his runs against the Rockies?
No.
Those are good things to say, you said. Yes. I'm rooting for him, too.
Yes.
And Nick Allen had a hit yesterday.
Yes, he did.
He even slid into third base for no reason and then popped up and scored a run.
Now, that was funny as hell. Because he's – Andy, I'm talking about – that was a hell of a hit. That was a hell of a slide.
What the hell's wrong with these guys,
that was a hell of a slide. And then, like,
what the hell's wrong with these guys?
Freddie's looking at him like, go.
I didn't say slide. And then they – like, because, you know, sometimes Popo stuff, they would show it and be like, all right – you can see where the wires got crossed a little bit because he wasn't giving clear signals. And other times he was, and guys were just blowing it. He was giving him the wave. He was telling him to go. Nick Allen slides into third. Freddie's yelling at him.
That was a nice-ass slide, too.
Luckily, the outfielder just threw it lazily to second base so Nick could score. But, yeah, I mean, I was just sitting there thinking, like, what is wrong with these guys? Like, even when they score a run, they make it look dumb. Yes. Like, what's going on?
He thought damn Matt Olson broke his damn arm last week sliding into home.
Gracious.
But, it's bad. It's bad. And we don't have to talk about them anymore, either.
For today, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, we got Grant. Never mind.
Yeah, no, that's not true. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we got Grant.
We can't, you know. This sucks. We're 2 for 2 on segments where we're like, all right, well, that topic's no fun.
Because it sucks.
I know, but.
What are you going to talk about? All right, they play at 2 o'clock. All right, they'll win today.
Braves have lost a million in a row, and Kirk Cousins talked yesterday.
The Braves will win today 5-4.
Let's preview the U.S. Open.
5-4.
Who do you think is going to win the U.S. Open?
I know I saw this morning where I think last time I was here, Rory didn't make the cut last time. I think this was. I mean, how can I go against Scotty?
Rory missed the cut at the PGA Championship, too.
How can I not go against –
Or did he miss the cut? He just didn't play.
How am I not going with Scotty?
Yeah, pick Scotty.
Yeah.
That's the smart thing to do.
Yeah,
pick Scotty Scheffler. He's better than everybody.
Yeah. Like, how am I not going to just pick this dude?
That's what
right
I'm
here?
Doing.
Yeah.
Picking Scotty Scheffler. The U.S. men's national team.
What? Now, it said friendly.
Nothing friendly about
getting that ass whooping.
Yeah, 4-0.
Were all our guys
against
there?
Switzerland? No, no, okay. Hardly any of the stars are there. But still, like, so like, Switzerland, they've lost. How many have they lost in a row now? It's the first time they've lost this many games in a row in a couple of decades. I don't know. There was all this excitement about this new manager.
Yeah,
I don't know. My excitement level remains the same for the U.S. men's national team at all times. Hopefully, they do good. I don't expect them to.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, whatever, man. You saw the best thing I saw yesterday was the home run that
Aaron Judge hit
to St. Louis.
700 feet.
He hit to St. Louis yesterday.
You know, like, I've said this a few times before, and I was very validated in it yesterday. I don't trust the StatCast home run measurement system.
Hold on, he has 24 home runs?
Yeah. Aaron Judge?
That's more than the whole Bracey, isn't it?
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's also batting 400.
Yes, I
know
he's
that. He's 610.
Technically, he's 396.
The home run that Bauer hit in the sixth inning off Holmes.
Okay.
To dead center. The number on the wall says 399. Mm-hmm. It says 400.
Mm-hmm.
He hit it 40 feet above it. And then the StatCast thing told me he hit a home run that went 399 feet.
Right.
And I was like, see? I knew.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ooh, those things are wrong.
Yeah, they're
because wrong. When we were kids, people would hit the ball 550 feet. And now they're like the longest home runs. That Aaron Judge home run yesterday was not 470.
No,
that thing went 630 feet. Yeah. I refuse to accept these StatCast-like measurements because they are not correct.
Oh, yeah,
all right,
yeah.
We'll come back. We'll talk some NBA Finals. We got no skin in the game on that one, so we can have fun talking about it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.